wonderful gathering. Mighty and empowered, though the numbers not seem to be great, remember that all of this is being magnified and magnified. And every thought of peace, every breath that you breathe out of peace, and the love that must accompany true peace is felt throughout the universe and is making a contribution indeed to that effort which we have defined as the primary mission of the Ashtar Command at this time, which is the making of the peace. And so this is a most jolly gathering, is it not? And so we are commending and thanking all of you for being here. In the presence of all we are, we come together as one, we share, and this is what is being reflected back to you. That is, this gathering includes the all that you are as well as the all that we are. Not to sound confusing, it's simply that we're all one, and because we're all here together, we are telling you that you are putting out peace. We are telling you that you are putting out intent of peace. We are telling you that in order to make peace, you do not desire peace, you do not want peace, it is that you hold the intent and the focus of peace. And so everything that you do turns into what you might call action, creation. Thoughts create events, experiences, actions, and of course physicality, details of physicality. At this time, we are happy to report that because you hold the intent and the focus for peace, you are getting results even now. As you put it out there, you are effectively paying it forward. And there are those that you will be coming into, shall we say, contact with. It might seem a bit like 3D contact, but it will be of a high vibratory nature, and you will be meeting and greeting some over the internet, some over the telephones, and some with the bodies actually meeting, shaking hands, perhaps exchanging a hug. These will be people who also have intent and focus upon being peacemakers. You have the ability to present to them such an easy and simple way to put their energies and their energy signatures into a project which is totally designed to make peace. So you can tell them about that and share, find out what they've been doing, and so on and so on. And we hope that you will all be back with us. It does seem to be a fairly high probability that most of you at least will be back with us when we gather again around this fabulous telephone, and we will share even more of these experiences. The more that you find to share with others, the more effective your peacemaking efforts will be. And that is true with anything that you choose to create. If you focus upon it, well, you'll get what you focus on. You know, there's that old saying, be careful what you wish for, you might get it. Well, let's say that it is a guarantee that if you focus about something, you'll get it. So keep yourself in high vibrations. Peace is naturally a high frequency state of being. Peace is love. Peace is joy. Peace is feeling calm and comfortable and capable of meeting any being, any circumstance, any event, and knowing that you can bring peace to it. Just as a master or two have been known to, shall we say, calm troubled waters, you have the ability to walk through the world and to bring peace around you, to create it around you simply by being peace. And this is most important to remember. If you let yourself get flustered by events around you, if you get yourself focused upon 3D events that are not peaceful and joyful for you, It is one thing to let them pass before you without allowing the emotions that they want to generate to actually enter your fields, you see? If you can be the observer, observing with compassion but yet detachment, then that is well and good. But if you allow yourself to dwell and focus to the point where the emotions actually come into your being, your circle of being, whether it be your physical self or your emotional self or your future self or whatever, that is when you lose your high vibes, your high frequency situation. It's where you lower your frequencies, and then you can get into those fear-based emotions, and the results of those emotions can come out in your actions and in your words and even in your thoughts. So the best way to be a peacemaker is to be peace and keep yourself uplifted in the joy and the bliss and the ecstasy and the love of it, and then go for it, share it from that level of your being. Got it? Well, we certainly do appreciate your attention tonight. We shall be returning. I believe we have some dates upon the calendar for Ashtar events and peacemaking events. And so stay tuned, everybody. Things are happening out the world, and the world is becoming more peaceful moment by moment. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones, for being with us. Take this love and this joy of sharing and this peace within your hearts and beam it out to the entire world and the universe beyond. And so it is. Salut.